The Warriors are heading out on a 3-game road trip to the East Coast, starting with a game at Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks on Monday night in Manhattan. And on Saturday, with Oklahoma City visiting Oracle Arena, the Warriors break away from the Thunder in the third quarter, outscoring OKC by 25 points in the second half on the way to a 112-80 victory. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I was just effort, you know. I mean, I thought Clay set a good tone with his ball pressure early in the game, but we were flying around out there and running them off shots, and you know, that's the kind of game it's going to be against them. You have to defend them, and then you got to keep them off the glass. It's a physical game, and I just thought we brought really good energy and effort.
Steve, can you speak to Zaza's impact on the game when he came in there in the second half, and particularly what he was able to do to sort of neutralize Adams, if that's at all possible?
Well, he just did a good job of being physical and staying in the game and boxing out and being in the right place. I mean, the things he's been doing for 2 years for us, he did tonight.
Steve, even for a team like yours, that stretch, the last 8:48 of the third with 30 points to take control of the game, that was pretty impressive. What was working there?
I just think with our team, when we defend like that, we're going to break through offensively at some point. It's a 48-minute game, and we got so many guys who can score. You know, if we're defending, we're getting stops. Eventually, we're going to get into transition. And even though we couldn't make anything in the first half, I loved the way we were playing. So I figured it was just a matter of time.
Steve, do you feel your guys made a statement with this win, the way they beat the team that they did?
Exactly what would we have announced? We made the statement that we are now 46-14. So we beat a good team. We played a good game.
How needed is that Nick Young boost in shooting that he gave you tonight, where he's hitting those open corner threes? Just what does that do for your offense when you kind of just have another shooter out there that's actually, you know, making them?
Yeah, I mean, Nick was great. I thought the whole bench was fantastic. I mean, Andre was playing a great game. Got all those offensive boards and loose balls and played great defense, and Zaza as well. And then, you know, when Nick can come in and knock down shots, it's an added bonus. But, you know, sometimes when you play that way and you're defending and you can't get anything going and a guy comes off the bench and knocks down a couple shots, it breaks the game open.
You put speaking on Nick, you put Nick a lot on you put him on Westbrook a lot. He's kind of come a long way in his defense. And what pressed you? What makes you trust him as far on defensive end to put him on a guy?
He's got good size, and he guards the ball well. He's physical, so you know he's been in this league a long time. He's guarded Russell before, so he knows what he's doing.
Steve, Draymond has got another technical and is now one away from that magic mark. Does it concern you, and especially just that they could continue to pile up? He could miss more games in this critical last stretch of the season?
Doesn't concern me at all. I want Draymond playing the way he played tonight, and Draymond's an emotional player, and when he plays with passion and he's yelling and screaming, we're at our best, and if he gets a T, he gets a T.
Both Russ seemed to rush in and kind of ask for the technical to the official, and then
who did?
Westbrook. Oh, and then it looked like Carmelo was almost trying to bait him into. I mean, is he a target for the opposition? Do you think they're thinking, let's get Draymond another technical?
I don't know. You can ask them, but like I said, Draymond is emotional, and I didn't think he did anything. From my angle, he was looking in the stands and demonstrably, you know, trying to get the crowd into it. But I understand the guy was on the ground, so maybe the ref thought he was taunting him.
There were moments in this game that were hyper intense. I just wondered, I heard Nick after the game was saying that he felt it was like a playoff intensity. What did you see out there in terms of just both teams going at it, and also the two or three or four occasions where it got kind of testy?
Well, they're a great team, and they've beaten us soundly a couple times, so you could tell our energy and our effort was much better, and it did feel like a playoff style game, you know, where you're competing and everything is difficult. You know, they're making it difficult for us, and we're making it difficult for them, and it's a great test. It's a test of your will. You have to stay with it. You can't get down because you've missed six shots in a row. You got to find the energy. You know, sometimes it's tough to find the juice when you've missed a bunch of shots, because you kind of get down. But you've got to maintain the energy, especially through those periods where the shots aren't going in. And that's what I liked about what we did tonight.
Steve, you guys went on a 21-1 run in the third and fourth quarter after Draymond fouled Carmelo and Carmelo got upset. Did you see that as a turning point in the game? And if so, how?
I just know we kept defending and we just broke free. I don't know if it was that play. I mean, I just think that when the defensive effort is as consistent over 48 as it was tonight, I mean, the guys in the last 3 minutes were defending like crazy. We do that and we don't turn the ball over too much, we're usually in good shape.
And after the Warriors face the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, there'll be two more games on the road trip as they face the Wizards in D.C. and then the Hawks in Atlanta. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.